How would you like a 150 square meter apartment with breathtaking views for just $230,000? Or maybe an 8-room villa in beautifully manicured gardens, a bargain at $450,000? The prices sound too good to be true, and there is just one hitch. These homes are in illegal Jewish settlements, built on stolen Palestinian land. Real estate agencies use the internet to target Jewish buyers overseas. We decide to give one agent a call.
Hello, Anitra Lehman? Hello, Anitra. I'm Jackie Rowland from Al Jazeera. We'd like to interview you about your work selling homes in settlements. You don't give interviews. Thank you very much. I guess we'll just have to pay her a visit.
We tracked down one of her colleagues at the office of the Anglo-Saxon Real Estate Agency in a settlement close to Jerusalem.
You're making nice fat commissions selling houses here.
Do you know what? If only. I'd rather trade places with you where I have a guaranteed salary when I don't know from today to tomorrow whether I'm going to make a deal, as it were. I'm here to actually try and help people put down roots.
Earlier, we gave Al Jazeera producer Adam Pines a hidden camera and sent him house hunting in the occupied West Bank. He's posing as an American Jew with $250,000 to spend.
Anitra?
Hi.
Hello.
These are yours. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I wanted to give you the full Israeli experience being late.
The real estate agent who didn't want to talk to me is only too happy to meet a potential client.
You're advising people just buy anything, and then even if you don't like it, you could rent it out, you could buy something, you know.
Is there that much of a demand right now?
Oh my God, the demand is, like I usually call it, right now it's called the hunting season. I mean, I'm getting non-stop phone calls, people from America, I'm going to close about 4 deals in the next like 3 days or something. Like a really enormous amount of, hold on a second. Hi Diane.
They've come to view homes in Efrat, a predominantly religious settlement 15 kilometers south of Jerusalem. Almost 10,000 Jewish settlers live here, and there are plans to double that number. In real estate speak, this is a suburban community just a short commute from Jerusalem. Under international law, it's illegal. We raise these concerns with the agent.
If they're thinking of giving parts of Jerusalem over, then nothing is really safe. Okay, that's my attitude, okay? Mm. I can't guarantee you anything, but I put down my money and she's put down her money. We don't know what the future is, but Jews have a thing, is you just do what's right. This is our land, this is what God gave us, and this is why we're here. And the more Jews, the more it'll be harder to take us out.
This seems to be official policy too. Human rights groups have exposed plans by the Israeli Housing Ministry to build more than 70,000 new homes in the settlements. That could double the number of settlers in the West Bank and make a Palestinian state all but impossible.
In order to have a stable country and a place that we want to live in, we have to have peace with our neighbors. We have to stop occupation. And if we continue with the settlements, we will never have peace. And this is why it's the Israeli interest to stop the settlement activity.
Settlers are watching anxiously to see what will be the policy of the new American administration. As for the Palestinians, they're looking to the United States for a clear message. Instead of investing in occupied land, Israel should be investing in peace. Jackie Rowland, Al Jazeera, in the West Bank.